Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. That's coming to Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's the 13th day of April. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to you beautiful people. I used to drink from the same water fountain as these folks up there in Ackworth.
Okay.
So good morning, everybody up in Ackworth.
Do they know you're around there hanging around their water fountains?
Well, I ain't done it in a while. So
you drink. Water fountains 92. Or water hoses or
both?
Water fountain. That mean like
I know my way all around.
Water fountain like something you step in and you ain't stepped over in the water fountain.
There's a school up there, Shelton. It's like a grammar school, mm-hmm. middle school maybe. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget having to go pick up McKenna one day from school. Mama, Daddy couldn't do it. So I showed up.
All right now.
And my car stalled.
Oh.
And if... There's nothing more embarrassing.
Got lots of attention.
Exactly.
There Everybody's watching.
More embarrassing to a kid than when their parents or whoever's coming to pick them up has car problems. They got to stand there and their friends are walking by them giving them you know what.
Yeah.
So I always remember that going to pick her up that one morning. And speaking of car stuff, I don't know how you doing, man, but you know how the Marines used to have that phrase, they do more by 9 a.m. than most people do all day?
Yeah.
I have done, and by the way, quick shout out to everybody who's heading into work over there at Curry Honda. They always talk about listening to us. They're going in early, but I have already done more maintenance on my car this morning than they have
wow.
done so far.
Oh, man.
Dude, there's nothing worse than getting up and getting your car in the morning, and that light comes on telling you something's up with
oh,
your car.
Oh, something's going on. Woo.
So this morning, it was me and tires.
You don't want that.
And I had just come from getting some work done, right? And I must have ran over something. But I'm heading down toward the expressway, and I'm not getting on the expressway before I address this, right? And I can't reset it because there is actually something in one of my tires. But I got to find them places where you got to, like, pay. Now, you can't get no free. That's another thing about 2024. Good luck finding a place that'll give you free air.
Free air?
Free air, unless it's a business that's open.
QT.
QT?
Mm-hmm.
The one over here doesn't.
Any QT's got free air.
Well,
for your tires?
For my tires, the one yeah. over here. You know what I think it was? The thing was busted.
Okay. Well, most QT's have free air.
All right, well.
It's slower
yes.
than most.
Yes.
It's slower than most.
Kroger used to have one where, you know, where they sell gas. You used to be able to go, if yeah. you bought some gas there, you can get the air free. Anyway.
I know a spot going up 75 might tip you off, too.
Well, it didn't help this morning.
Okay. Well, I know a spot. If you go 75, I think I got a spot.
There. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sam Crenshaw, you know he is, and reach out to him. But I went to two places because, one, the credit card thing wasn't working.
Oh, that just kills you.
And then I'm thinking about
it. That just kills you.
I mean, and then I'm literally sitting there looking like I'm in Beirut because I'm thinking, somebody going to come and jump in my car and take off. I'm going to be on the news this morning for somebody jumping me while I'm sitting. There's nobody around. Cars are coming flying up and down Thornton Road.
Mm.
And there I am out there in the bright light. Trying to put air in, and I was my head was on a swivel.
Yeah, man.
Because we see them stories, man.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
this morning was
a challenge
was,
already.
Was
but,
already.
But you're here. You made it. You're
you
here.
You know. But yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Here. And here. Like everybody.
And all of our listeners are here.
Yes, they are. And we thank you.
They are. We thank you for being with us.
For letting us be a part of you. How was your week, Mr. Crenshaw?
What a week.
Yes, sports wise and otherwise too. Can I ask you, let's start off with the one thing that started this week that everybody was talking about, and not in the world of sports. Did you watch any of that eclipse?
Really, no.
Me either. And don't feel like I missed nothing.
Well, I was inside, but I couldn't find the glasses you supposed to look. I couldn't find them. And usually when those things come along, somebody said, well, go to this place or go to this place. They're going to have them at this drugstore or this, you know. And I didn't know where to go to get any, and I was busy at the time. So yeah. But it seemed like some people were able to enjoy it. It's something historic. And, you know, we got to see it.
I didn't see it, but I experienced it, and it was funny because I literally cut the grass that day. I was out doing some yard work, and I watched it get weird.
Yeah,
outside.
That's a good way to describe it.
It just got weird.
The sky gets weird.
All right, and then I started watching people up and down the street coming out, and they started laying on their driveway.
Yeah,
it up.
Yeah.
So I watched all that, and like I said,
I didn't have the glasses, and the last
24 hours, they said, well, if you go over to this store, you know, close to where we live, you can get them for free. But they were talking $6-$7 in some places to get them. I'm like, eh.
What's something you're going to use for?
I'm banking to be here in another 17 years to see the next one. So maybe I'm in a place where I can see it completely. Anyway, that started the week. Obviously, college basketball closed its doors, men's and women's.
One shining moment.
I'm going to tell you something. When that just came out your mouth, I realized I hadn't seen it, but I taped it.
There you go.
But I haven't gone back and watched it.
Because the game was a blowout.
Yeah.
If it had been a compelling game, you know, which a lot of people would have hung on to the very end, would have been something different. And once again, even in the final game, the women's tournament was above the men's tournament.
You say once again like that hasn't happened.
Well,
recently.
Once again, no, I mean just all throughout throughout
this year, yeah.
Throughout this year, there was more interest and more intrigue and more stories that people were familiar with the women's tournament than the men's.
And at some point during the show, when Sam and I do a deep dive into that, stick around because there will be – we haven't been George and Wheezy in a while, meaning arguing back and forth like we used to on a regular basis, but – we have already talked a little bit about our stances, and he and I disagree on something.
Okay.
And so we're going to get into that later on in the show. But let me just run down before we get our story of the week here. We have got some interesting guests coming up this morning. We literally have the president of the U.S. Women's Powerlifting Team.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to join us. It's Dr. Larry. He'll be joining us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to venture into Noel's world. We have a fresh, new They Got Next. Been waiting since this tournament for the tournament to end so we can get back to new ones, and we have one. And by the way, today's participant, he's 13, and he is the son of a former employee.
Yeah.
So that is coming up at 8 o'clock.
Can we call him like a legacy?
You can, sure, I guess. That's the definition.
The game. We've already had.
We've had one.
We already had two.
By the way, they didn't hear. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's an interesting conversation.
We've had two legacies.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had a conversation with the daddy of that one legacy, Bo, and said to him, well, this is going to be an interesting conversation in your house this week because of the news. Obviously, the news that came down, which I'll get into my story of the week. But yeah, Bo just said to me that she's now the only juice.
Yeah.
And just left it at that. Anyway, They Got Next coming up 8 o'clock straight up. Miles Garrett from Fox 5 will be joining us talking Braves and just where they are right now. Well,
where they are is in Miami.
Yeah.
And they got a win last night.
And another Brave got hit by a pitch.
Yeah. But got a pitching performance that they needed badly.
Absolutely.
And hopefully that goes forward because we saw some scary starts with this team starting out 8-1. They get the win last night, and that was good news, obviously. Now let's see if they can carry that forward.
All right, so that coming up. Now, today, Saturdays, we normally sort of rest on the end of the casting call from the week before, and that's what I'm going to do today. But I also am going to open up the floor to questions from Noel and Sam about the events of this past week because since we've been doing this show and since I've been doing the casting call, the extras casting for whatever project is going on has never made national news like it did this past week.
Folks are talking.
Yeah, and accusing, and fingers are being pointed.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg had a box seat to watch all this play out and spoke to a few of the casting directors. And let's just say it ain't what it seems to be. And that will come out eventually. Okay. So we're going to talk about that coming up. And 9 o'clock straight up, get back into this Hawks and you know, it's basketball season. The regular season gets ready to end. Where these guys are, what you think of what could happen next as far as, you know, playoffs and what they're going to look like. And then give a glimpse into what's going on next season. And then as we prepare for tomorrow, a red shirt Sunday, which I can't be more excited to watch this dude play this weekend. Tiger is here. He's playing. We're going to talk to a guy who we normally talk to during the Tour Championship.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to come on and talk Masters with us. That's Doc.
You have a chance to watch any?
Please.
So far?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been all over it.
The win
was wonderful.
Unbelievable yesterday.
Yeah.
Just howling all over the place, Danny.
It also affected one of the parts of the technology that they used, that they got from the pandemic. That drone couldn't do what it was they wanted to do with it because of the wind. So, yeah, that was part of it. I've enjoyed it. And after you got past the first day with, you know, just the weird weather, it's been nice. It's just been beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And he's out there. So, anyway, we're going to talk to these guys later on in the show. Just getting started. Sam, have you got a story of the week? But we should do a proper introduction for it.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
And you know what? I think we got the same story, but I got a different angle. So
I do
go
too.
First.
I do too.
You
I
go
do
first.
Too. All right. Well, OJ?
You go
yes,
first.
The news that when we got. And again, this is going to be generational. And we understand that. And my thought has nothing to do with the person. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that straight up. Because people have been asking, what was the first thing you thought of when you heard the news that he had died? You know, one of the first thing I thought of? My mother. And the reason I thought of my mother is because the last beef I ever got in with her, I mean, we're talking like early 20s. And that was the last time I fussed at my mother. And I came home from, actually, I wasn't even 20 yet. But I came home from being gone for a little bit, and my favorite jersey at that time being was an O.J. Simpson jersey, Buffalo. And it was missing, and I couldn't find it. And I was going out someplace, and she had taken it, she thought, to wash, and then couldn't locate it. And then we did, and it was dirty, and I couldn't wear it. And I said, I always told her, I'm going to wash my stuff. Don't worry about it. And she went and took it, trying, you know, being a mother.
Oh, yeah.
That is the last time I got into a back and forth with my mother. She straightened me out. But I always remember that when his name would come up or I would see him on TV thinking about that. And that jersey was very, very special to me. And that's the first thing I thought of. I'm not going to get into all the other stuff, the obvious conversations that go on. We know what he was as far as a football player. We know what happened afterwards. But that's the first thing I thought of, and that's my story for this. Because there's no point in going into the other stuff.
My angle is different. A lot of people say you can't separate the player from the person that was in trouble, and I argue with you. I can, and I will. In January of 1969, I'm 10 years old. Jets win the Super Bowl, and I'm living in Birmingham. And the people here, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have an exhibition game, and we're going to bring Joe Namath and the Jets to Birmingham. We're going to bring the former Alabama legend back to play at Legion Field one more time. In that spring, it finds out that he's involved with a nightclub with some seedy, unsavory people.
Yeah. Oh, what's the name of it? They showed it.
Bachelor's 3.
Bachelor's 3, yeah.
Pete Rozelle says, you quit the nightclub business or you quit football, and Namath quit football.
Yep.
So what saved this exhibition game? The Jets were playing the Buffalo Bills.
Hmm.
With this rookie who had just been drafted.
That's right.
Who had won the Heisman Trophy, symbolic of the number one college player in the nation, to come and play at a stadium known as the football capital of the South, whose football teams had yet to be integrated. Black folk bought them tickets like, you know. My dad had bought 2 tickets, and we went to see O.J. Simpson. We were not going to miss seeing him play in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But that's what he meant at that time. So he's not the first person to start off on that uncertain road, and power, wealth, fame lead him down a different and become a whole different person, because that's what happened with him.
Right.
But I have to say, in 1969, it kind of saved that game in Birmingham because Joe Namath was not going to get to come and play in front of the folks in Alabama. And instead, folks had to look at the top college football player who was the complexion that they wouldn't allow to play at Alabama and Auburn at the time. So that's special to me. When I think about him, that's what it meant to me. But like you had to be there. And like you say, this generation, I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. But my dad was not going. And my dad always worked two jobs. But he got off and got us tickets, and we went to watch O.J. Simpson
can
play.
We, and I don't know if this has been chewed already, but when you said that, I completely understand because, first of all, I'm that person too. My wife isn't, but I can compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. And people, I'm doing it now with my father. I focus on what needs to be done versus looking at who he is right now in life. Mm-hmm. So I can move that part of it to the side and give 100% toward this other thing. And I've been fortunate, or unfortunate in the minds of some, that I can do that. But you also got to remember, or people don't know, that when you went and saw him in 69 at that game that you're talking about, dude had already started to be famous. He was already on TV shows
while he was at Southern Cal.
The Bold Ones. He was on Emergency. There was some other show. What's that dude?
The Chad Everett show. The Medical Center, whatever it was.
He was on a bunch of stuff already.
He was wearing 36 instead of 32. He didn't have 32 his first season. And he was running back punts and kickoffs. I remember one play they chased him out of bounds, and they knocked him over a row of folding chairs. Not to mention the black man in folding chairs in Alabama. That was last summer.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I literally had conversations with folks. I was going at it with this guy, my man VP. Shout out to VP over at Curry Honda. I had to tell him some things about what OJ had done because, again, it's generational.
Yeah.
But I make this statement, and I stand by it. From just a pure business standpoint, there's no Michael Jordan where they're not OJ. You agree with that?
I don't know about that.
Yes, there is.
You
he does not get the opportunity. No, because O.J. was first. He was that, just like you said, somebody who heretofore had not been seen in areas that connected with folks who look like him. And he showed up on TV shows. He showed up on in areas that, you know, they broke down the whole thing with Hurts.
Well, yeah.
But it was just, he was it. Bill Cosby had TV shows, but he wasn't doing a lot of commercials.
He done enough.
He was Jell-O pudding, but Jell-O. Athletes.
Right.
It was Bill Cosby. It was, I'm trying to think who else. Maybe,
I don't know.
Who was doing commercials?
Who
not
was selling
really.
Cigarettes? Anybody selling cigarettes back then?
Nat King Cole, I think, was back in the day.
You know what I mean?
I'm not talking about that, but he was the first athlete.
I'll say the other thing before we get to this break here. He changed daytime. Daytime television is still recovering from the trial. Daytime TV is still...
Think so?
Yes.
I hadn't thought about that.
Just think about it. What's the show on CBS that's going off the air, the talk? It's going away.
Right. Is it really?
So, I mean, daytime TV is still reeling from that trial.
So that trial got rid of a whole bunch of soap operas.
Soap operas disappeared.
I didn't think about that.
But
yeah.
I mean,
what came in his place, Sam? Good morning.
What? She want to know what came in his place.
Well, reality TV shows.
Not
that's
just reality TV. Court shows.
That too.
Nothing but Nancy Grace and everybody else.
She's back, by the way.
You sent me that picture.
I sent the clip of her. I saw her on last night. I was like, where they dust her off from?
Hey, we're not done with this. We're just getting started on this Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, along with Noel, SportsRadio929TheGame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Saturday.
Go ahead, man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 13th day of April. Thank you for letting us be a part of your, weekend mornings. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, 6 to 10.
Yep.
And there is a reason as we come back with Danny Serafini and the rest of the boys from Chicago.
Chicago
there. I got a Chicago story you want to hear, but yeah. Actually you played this for a reason.
Played for a reason today, of course, over at Piedmont Park with the Dogwood Festival. Over 80 years. This is the 88th annual.
Do you know the cemetery?
No.
88th Dogwood Festival, 88th Masters.
Masters Tournament. Man.
Yeah, man.
Two events unlike any other.
It's 160-something.
Hello, friend.
Yeah. Actually, more like 170-something. I can't do my real
from so much is happening over at Piedmont Park, and if you get to go to it, it was great. You got an artist market. You got the high school art exhibits. You got the Coca-Cola main stage, international stage, food, a lot of stuff to sip on. They got a kids' village. Saturday night VIP experience. They're going to have fireworks tonight. They got a Jimmy Buffett tribute they're going to do. And the Mimosa 5K starts at 8 o'clock this morning. An hour and a half. But while you're running.
Yeah.
but that's happening. So much to see and experience and in Piedmont Park today and tomorrow at the Dogwood Festival. So hope you get a chance to go out and check it out.
Okay. First of all,
yep.
There is a runner who is a fan of the show, mm-hmm. who will be a part of the Peachtree Road Race. And I saw them this past week, and it just the outfit in and of itself is worthy of a shout out. There's a runner. First of all, did you know that Disney has a track team?
Huh?
Good retort.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a track team. That's actually the noise I made when I found this out. They have a track team, and one of the people who run on that track team, and they do different events, and they also volunteer for various, you know, 5Ks and whatever. There's a runner called Shannon Brownbun.
Huh?
I'm giving her a shout out. And it's like she walks around looking like every day is St. Patrick's Day. She's got like this skirt on. It would look like somebody would wear St. Patrick's Day, like a tutu kind of thing.
Yeah.
But and then you know, a top and that looks St. Patrick like. And this was just like a couple weeks ago. But the reason for the last part of her name is she wears her hair in that bun. It's a brown bun. Okay? And then she also has a little tiara that she has on the top
really
of her head.
Now?
In that this woman was in the store. It wasn't like she was outside running. She walks around like this.
Okay.
Anyway, other people were talking to her, and then I was listening, and I was going, hang on a second. I gotta find out if she runs in the Peachtree, and then, you know, they brought on a conversation and then, you know, told her about you and I doing it. So anyway, she is a runner, probably a part of this event that you're talking about,
maybe.
Part of the Dogwood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. One of my, we came back with Chicago. I think every band that makes it, probably a lot of them that do things like this, but one of the early times I saw somebody give back was this. Remember I told you I was a roadie for years.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Loved the job. And we used to play pretty much any place around the Big Ten teams,
mm-hmm.
that circuit, but also the clubs in Chicago. And there was a club in Chicago near the airport up in Schaumburg called Beginnings. And it was owned by Danny Serafini, who was the drummer from Chicago. And he didn't pay a lot for bands that played there, but when you played his place as opposed to the others, you didn't touch your equipment when you got there.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody from there came and got you, pulled it up. You were treated like a star for that night.
Okay.
And it was the first place I ever saw a dressing room that had mirrors, that had lights around the mirrors.
Yeah.
Like light bulbs. I thought, man, this is like Broadway. But he treated you like, I mean, I don't think you made $500, for the night. But from the time you got to the club, you were treated like a rock star.
Okay.
And I'll never forget that.
He wanted it on your resume.
He wanted you to feel like you were where they were.
Okay.
And so that's my Danny Serafini story.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
man.
Cool. Very
Sam
cool.
Sam and Greg, man. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. And Mr. Crenshaw, before we get into what's going on with these Braves, and we'll do a deeper dive later on in the show, you were out there for the Hank Aaron celebration.
Well, not just there now. But my day, Monday, started out up the road up in Buckhead, where we had the at the Atlanta History Center. And I want to encourage anyone to go by and see an excellent exhibit that's been put together called More Than Brave.
More Than Brave.
And it's just this, just a lot of things that have been collected from the Braves, some from Mrs. Aaron, some from their artwork from their home has been lended for this exhibit that's going to be there through the All-Star Game next year, which is going to be here. All-Star Game will be here next summer. So through September of next year, you have to go and see this exhibit, the tribute to Hank Aaron. That was fantastic. Then at the game, they come out and they brought people out. I guess, I don't know how many people. Everybody walked out with a big disc with a number on it, representing a number in a home run. So you went 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up. And then 7-15 kind of stood out in front of the rest of them. And just very nice honor, you know, that evening to go out and play. They didn't win the game. Charlie Martin studies, that's the only thing. But just a great day of honoring and reflecting and remembering his legacy. So it was just tremendous.
I'm trying to find it because I just can't believe there isn't one. But when you talked about the artwork, inside the museum. You know who I wish, and if he had done a painting of him, and that's Peter Max.
Yeah.
That's my art. I got two artists, and I'm not an artsy-fartsy person, but if I had to gather a bunch of artwork from artists, it would be either him or Salvador Dali. For whatever reason, they make me stop and stare. Peter Max and the athletes that he has painted and the way he paints, I'd take his whole collection. I don't care how much it's worth. I would love to have his stuff throughout the house.
Yeah.
And then Salvador Dali is just that. Just again, I never took
with the other
hallucinogenic drugs, but it makes you feel
we did a lot of boxing in Super Bowls. Leroy Neiman.
That's another one. Yes.
Also
I wonder if he. Hang on a second. Let's look this up because I would imagine you would have seen it though.
Yeah.
Leroy Neiman
there. Yeah. But like I said, a lot of things that are there are personal. And it was great to get a chance to see. This team got something it needed last night, and that was a good pitching performance.
Yeah, it did.
A solid start, and they've had problems in that area. We don't know when we're going to see Strider. For the foreseeable future, he's out. But Max Fried goes an inning on a third, gives up four hits, one run, strikes out four. And that's what you needed. I mean, you needed your starter to do that 5 to 6 innings, not lean so heavily on the bullpen. They get the win 8-1. Over the Marlins last night, so it was big for the team to get to do that. You saw last week how this batting order is not going to let you be out of many games, even if you go out and give up a crooked number early in the game. It's a batting order that can still bring you back, but you don't want to lean on that now. You know, you kind of don't want to lean on it now. It's nice to know you have it if you need it,
mm-hmm.
but you want to do things the way you want to do. You want to have those pitchers give you a good start. Ozuna with another home run. Nothing wrong with his bat start.
Yeah, he's getting off early. I want to see him do this at the end of July. I want to see him do it at the end of August.
Yeah.
It's nice doing it now. Okay, remind us that you got that power. But pitchers are going to make adjustments to him. So this is all nice here in April. But let's see what happens after the adjustments are made and how frustrated he gets at the plate. I'm just saying, let's be honest. But I'm enjoying it now.
Yeah. It's a good thing to see, and you know, like I said, is that. But you know, you're dealing with some injuries. You got a starter that's out. You got one of your starting catchers is out, and so you're just waiting to see some people get better. Like say, Sean Murphy is out with that oblique strain, and he's got some activity. He's doing some things. Maybe ready to rejoin the team at some time in the not too distant future. Chris Sale is going to get the start today. Against the Marlins, and he has gotten off to a good start. He's at 1-0, so let's see if he can keep that going. That'd be great to see.
Guys are forever getting hit down there in Miami. They love throwing inside on Braves. Saw Ozzie get plunked yesterday. Anyway, it's a 4-10 first pitch today, finish up, and they go from there to Houston.
Too early to say that series means a lot?
Which one? Houston?
In Houston.
I believe so. I believe any time before All-Star break, because you're not going to see – I don't think you're going to see that same team later on. You can battle with them. Listen, I got one focus going into this season because I work with you every year. I just want them to knock the you-know-what out of Philadelphia because I don't want to see them sneaking back up later on in the year as they have done. So let's focus on a divisional opponent who seems to be like a pebble in your shoe these last few years. I ain't worried about nobody else and what they did. And I mean, you got to actually take a second, unless you're a hardcore baseball fan, and remember who was in the World Series last year. Like in right off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Who did Texas?
Rangers and Diamondbacks team. That was your last
one. We're in the business. I'm just saying. There's a lot of people who go, hang on a second. Diamondbacks.
Name some players. That's the other part.
Forget about it.
Right. You know what I mean?
Forget about it. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coming up, we are going to put our stamp on the college basketball season. Thoughts on, just the way UConn dominated versus, the ladies. And just any lasting thoughts. Also, I want to get this out here because I made a call this past weekend. I was flipping around, and I completely forgot it was going on. A special hello to you, Mr. Crenshaw, from Sean Belizean up in Michigan.
Okay, now.
All right? Because I called him because I saw the Frozen Four was going on.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, are you calling the Frozen Four? And his hardcore Michigan accent, no. Those guys lost the AF in Michigan, so we're out of it here. He was calling it for Michigan State. So anyway, you got the Frozen Four Finals today, 6 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Good if you follow hockey, you know what I'm talking about. You know what's going on today. Boston College versus Denver. The NCAA men's hockey season ends today. So I want to mention some frozen four. You didn't think we were going to do that when you woke up this morning. Or mention Shannon Brown Bun. So
we definitely weren't expecting that.
I would like you to, if you could, at some point, you can do it next segment if you'd like, but I know that there's a phrase that you would like to address that we don't hear that much anymore. It could be one word, could be two. Handshake. I know you want to talk about that.
Okay.
So let's see if we can make some time. I'll let you decide whether we do it next segment or heading into the 7 o'clock hour. But you have to hear what Mr. Crenshaw says. He has something. He had a thought, and it's worthy of setting some time aside for. So that is all coming up. It is Sam and Greg on this 13th day of April. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg sitting here with goosebumps. We listen to Whitney on this Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up top of the hour, Ms. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. We'll cover all that. We always do that. Anyway, you got the president of the U.S. Women's Powerlifting Team
mm-hmm.
who'll be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour, and this is all before we venture into Noelle's world. I had a conversation this past week where somebody actually asked me, was Dolly Parton still with us? They weren't sure. They heard some kind of rumor, right? And I was like, no.
Where were they at Thanksgiving night?
Well, that was last year, Thanksgiving. It's been a while since Thanksgiving.
Saying,
it wasn't like
I mean,
we ain't seen her in the last. So anyway, I said.
They missed her in the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader Zoo. Come on, man.
Well, they might have saw that, but apparently they think now she's gone. So I said, no, she's not gone. But it got me thinking about this song, right?
Yeah.
And, you don't remember that song that was a hit song years and years ago talking about the greatest, I forgot the line, but it's basically having to do with Heaven's Got the Greatest Band of All Time.
Oh, yeah. Rock and Roll Heaven.
Rock and Roll Heaven.
Yeah.
And so were Dolly to be gone, and when she does leave, there'll be, I'm waiting for that Michael Jackson and Prince concert when I get up there. You know, there's a whole lot of them up there people want to go to. But were there a concert where Dolly and Whitney were performing this song, the conversation came up, who would open up? Between those two, who would be the opening act between Whitney and Dolly?
I don't think it would matter to either one of them. Now, it may matter to the public, but I don't think either one of them it would matter.
I agree with you there, 100%.
Yeah.
But there is somebody got to come on first. And I just, it's one of those things where, I think the majority of people would probably say Whitney, but I'd argue just as hard as the people who would say, Dolly. It's just one of those questions that got you thinking for a minute.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. You want to do the hand thing now or you want to save that for a minute?
Oh, well, I'm going to give a shout-out to some people who are on the way to play golf this morning. They hit me up and said they're on their way. We got Rod, Jay, and Dee Dee. They're headed to play golf at a tournament in Lynette, Alabama. That's the opposite direction from Augusta, yeah. But they're going to play.
Okay. So, I'm just saying, how many hours is Lynette?
Down around LaGrange.
Okay.
Yeah, just the other side of the state line. There.
I keep forgetting that's that close.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not like you're going – terribly far.
What's the
Charles Barkley?
Yeah, Barkley. Say their names again. No. Say it.
It's
friends of yours.
Rod, Jay, and Dee Dee. They're some of my fraternity brothers, and they have to play golf.
I'm jealous of y'all.
Are you jealous? I mean,
your friends, but I'm still jealous. I'm jealous of anybody getting ready to get out there.
Getting ready to go out there and play.
Tee it up.
There you go. This was happening. No, which did you want to do? We had one thing we were going to talk about.
Well, you do shout out. We can save the handshake thing because that's going to take a minute. So let's just put a stamp on this college basketball season in total, not just what UConn did.
Because it's still evolving. Yeah. Things are still happening as the dominoes fall, and Kentucky's naming their coach, so now he's going to go to BYU. Boy, it took him a while to get somebody to take that thing.
Yeah.
Who wants to go to coaching Kentucky? Who wants that? The expectations, the demands of that. And, after all the years of having the one-and-dones, do you still do that? Do you find a way to make a mixture of guys, get some freshmen, hope they mature, and get some transfer portal? How do you approach that and get back to the expectations that people at Kentucky have for their basketball program?
Well, they're just going to have to get over the fact that, say it out loud, Sam, the days of blue bloods are done. Because with NIL, just like with Nick Saban, the dude who was on before us doing a national show made mention of this, and he's not the first one. You can speculate on why Nick Saban retired. But Alabama, we remember that news conference or that thing he did about a year ago where he was begging the boosters, we need more money. Remember that? That had to do with the fact that Alabama, Kentucky's going to run into the same thing. These traditional powers that are in small college towns may not be the destination for these up-and-coming kids. May. That's the key word of my sentence.
Yeah.
But either way, to build a Duke, an Alabama football, a Kentucky basketball, you know, like a Duke basketball, whatever the blue bloods were, that was a Penn State, you know, again, football in that town in Happy Valley. That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. So, in you know, reminisce about what you had, because I don't ever see that happening again. And if you could explain it to me how it could, you know, just tell me, where's the money coming
from?
It
could come around, but sustaining it, I think that's the thing. The money comes to sustain it. You may get it, you know, lightning in a bottle, however you want to describe it, but in the men's game right now, and that's what I think makes the women's game so appealing. Nobody's paying, you know, and at least not yet, any women's player millions of dollars to drop out of school. That's not happening. And so, you know, you have some people can identify. There's some players that people saw in this year's tournament that will be playing in next year's tournament because they had eligibility and they'll be back.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Bringing some sharpshooters back.
Absolutely. But, I mean, they're going to attract more. You know that UConn landed one of the top recruits.
Mm-hmm.
So Geno has a chance to be back there. You know that LSU has, you know, there's a certain – and Southern Cal, Juju's just getting started.
Right.
You know, you're going to hear more from her. So we got some characters already to follow for next year. You have that with the men's? You don't.
No.
You know, so, I mean, that's you know, to me, that's the whole deal when you think about the end of this tournament. I mean, UConn is there, and they could and the thing of it is give Hurley his credit, you know, with a different a bit of a different crew from last year. But they came out, and there was never a doubt in this tournament. I mean, nobody pushed them around. They came in, they handled the business. They were, you know, on point. And in the championship game, yeah, Zach Edey was there. They're like, okay, oh, well, so?
Exactly.
We got something for him too.
And they made the adjustments. I speculated on that. We were talking to Tim Scarborough last week, and for a little bit, he was. It just seems like when they get pushed, since the early losses in this season, it seems like when they get pushed to halftime and it looks like it's a competitive game, and then the second half they have pulled away. You know, the phrase that will stay with Dan Hurley is that, you know, we suck at close games. So that's why we do what we do. And I just think right now, I don't know how many top coaches you can say, you know what you're going to see, what the expectations are when you land at UConn.
Yeah.
In his program. And you seem to be okay with the coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in this environment, a coach who can be that kind of prickly, like he's not that yelling and screaming and getting in your face and grabbing you, you know, Bobby Knight and whoever else you want to put into that category kind of coach. But he got some of that surliness in him. You can see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
And for whatever reason, it's accepted. So I think that, me personally, think that has to do with the other coaches around him. Which brings me to my next thought. Did you know who – I didn't even know who was on his staff. Did you know who was one of his assistants?
Who's that?
Bill Murray's kid.
Oh.
Luke Murray.
I heard about that, yeah.
Bill Murray's son is on the staff there, and he couldn't be happy. He was as proud as the old man Hurley when they got that back-to-back championships.
You know, but they got it done, and that was the team. I mean, even in my bracket, that's who I had at the end, you know, would be there. Now, the other teams that I had listed got knocked around, but that was it. They end up being there at the end to get the win. So
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, the conversation that swirled after that, Tuesday morning, after the game had happened and the college basketball world started comparing men and women, the men's and women's years. And there are a lot of people who felt like that was unfair, and it wasn't worthy of comparing because the men had lost some games. But their dominance toward the end of this season – second half and the rest of the season was just something that stunned a lot of people and wanted to be compared to what South Carolina had done. So then I ask you, how did you feel about the comparisons that were being made about the two seasons and which one was more successful or whatever words they use to describe it?
Well, it has to do with media, which one was in the spotlight a little more and in situations with high-profile matchups that lived up to the hype. And you saw that more with the women's game. You know, you saw the matchups when Iowa against LSU, Iowa against South Carolina. You know, those are just matchups that people were looking forward to. And they were great, great basketball games. And the television ratings and everything bear that out. Well, if you, I don't know if UConn got that. Although they play in a conference that is a basketball league.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so that's another thing I think that helps Coach Hurley recruit. You want to come play in a serious basketball league. You want to come play in the Big East, you know, compared to the Big Ten or the SEC or the ACC. So that's for the foreseeable future, he should be able to continue to maintain that. I mean, I don't know other teams in the conference that would come and knock him off. They're going to be pretty strong for a while. But what the women's game did once again is something. And the thing that I enjoyed most about the tournament was seeing players. Shout out to Raising Cane's a chicken, because they found a way to incorporate players during the tournament. And NIL deals, and we're seeing the players in the tournament show up in commercial spots.
Commercials, yeah.
That was fantastic. And I always admit to people, that is true NIL. That is what NIL is meant to be. Not just, here's a bag of money, come play for us. You know, everybody says, well, it's wrong for these players to be out sweating and somebody else makes the catch. Okay, these are the players who are out sweating, getting the great ratings for the NCAA, and mm-hmm. here they are getting a chance to get some of that. That's the thing. Not luring a 16-year-old, you know, out of high school with the cash. You know, you want to go to the players who helped to earn it, give it to the players that helped to earn it. You know, that's what it was, to me, meant to be. So it was great to see some players get a chance to achieve some of that, kept them notoriety, and put some cash in their pocket, you know, doing the
Having watched that, and given what I said a minute ago, does that happen? Now, mind you, Caitlin is an outlier, but yet she went to Iowa. Not a big-time program, not a big-time area of this country. And it's
been a successful program. I mean, it's been a successful program going back to Vivian Stringer coaching there. Vivian Stringer coached there before she went to Rutgers.
I understand that, but it's still not when you think of – is it a blue blood of the women's side? That's what I'm saying.
Of the women, you know, you got blue blood. For the longest time, it was two teams that everybody recognized, UConn and Tennessee.
Right.
And you go back before
Stanford
that.
Stanford a little bit.
You go back before Stanford's there. You go with Southern Cal with Cheryl Miller. And if you go all the way back, Louisiana Tech and even Old Dominion with Nancy Lieberman. So, I mean, how far back you want to go?
We're talking about NILs and how that will affect the men's game. How much will that affect the women's game? And those teams that have been traditional powers. In other words, we've seen what LSU has got. We've seen with Iowa. We've seen the teams that were a part of the tournament this year, and the ones that had players that captivated the country
mm-hmm.
and how they turned up. Didn't see much of Paige Beckers, though. I thought I'd see a little bit more of her.
Yeah.
But what's the girl that's coming?
But it's UConn, though, and like I said, that's a known brand.
That's Geno, maybe, because, you know, I don't know.
Well, he came out with some defense and showed you how to defend Caitlin. You know, in his game, at least for the first half of that game,
mm-hmm.
you know, he showed you a little bit of that. You got to have the personnel to do it and pull it off. But like I said, she's going to the next level and see how all that works for her. But like I said, once again, the fact that you have some players that people are going to remember means also for endorsement deals.
That's right.
NIL. They're going to want to go and, you know, believe me. You're going to see NIL deals for a lot of the women's players.
Because they're going to be there at least three, four years, as opposed to the one and dones. Listen, there's no intelligent way to answer this or speculate on what we're going to see because it continues to be a moving target.
Right.
Everything when it comes to college. So I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coming at 7 o'clock hour, again, we're going to talk to the president of the U.S. Women's Powerlifting Team. What are they up to? Why are we talking to him? Well, stick around and you will find out. We're going to venture into Noel's world. Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. And let's just say it out loud. We have got 176 years of tradition going on around Atlanta, North Georgia for the next couple days. And you know what that is? The Dogwood Festival and the Masters.
Yes.
So I thought I'd throw that out there. If I give you the total, my math is working better now. It's Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.